This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra, by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Start the new year off right with a new vehicle from Smokey Jennings Chevrolet. They want you to experience the Smokey Jennings difference by offering 0% for 72 months on all remaining 2011 Silverado trucks. Four qualified buyers can get over $8,000 off any of their four 2011 extended cab 4x4 Silverados in stock. Just trade a 99 or newer GM vehicle and you qualify. Smokey Jennings wants to earn your business by starting the year off with great deals, so you can see why their sales staff has one of the highest customer satisfaction scores for the Chevrolet St. Louis zone. Smokey Jennings Chevrolet in Palmyra, your Chevy truck store since 1946.
Crop insurance continues to be a valuable tool for farmers. Jasper County farmer Bill Michael remembers why he decided to purchase crop insurance coverage for his operation.
In 1983, we had a drought. Our corn averaged 15 bushels to acre. Soybeans averaged 20 bushels to acre. That's what opened my eyes to crop insurance. Ever since then, I've had crop insurance every year.
At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, we understand the value you place on working with a crop insurance provider that understands today's crop insurance options.
Farm Credit, the crop insurance agents have been very helpful. They're very knowledgeable in the different programs, different policies available. They're just a phone call away. If I have a question, I just make a call and the answer is there.
Call Farm Credit today at 800-444-FARM. To discover more about a crop insurance plan to fit your farming operation.
Farm Credit has been a big help insurance-wise. They've been a very big help.
At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, we understand.
Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer in Litchfield, is your one-stop shop for equipment. Firestone truck and passenger tires, wheel alignments, shocks, struts, suspension, and steering repairs. Mike Taylor and the experienced staff will diagnose the problem and make the necessary repairs using quality chassis parts. Plus, Taylor Tire and Auto can complete the job with an accurate wheel alignment to original factory specifications. Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer at the west end of Tyler Street in Litchfield.
And to begin part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday morning, the DTN general opening call. Expect corn to open 3 to 5 higher today, beans about a penny higher, and wheat about a nickel higher. The overnight crude oil market, 70 cents lower at $98.25. The Brent crude, 27 cents lower at $109.76. The February gold contract, $8.20 lower at $16.56.30. The U.S. dollar index 0.314 higher at 80.182. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat closed at 633.5. That was up 13.75. May wheat closed at 650.75, up 13. July wheat closed at 666.25, up 12. March corn on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 630.25, up 10.25. May corn closed at 635.25, up 9.5. July corn closed at 638.5, up 8.75. March soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 1220. That was up 2.5. May beans closed at 1228.75, up 3.25. July beans closed at 1238. That was up 3.75. March soybean meal yesterday closed at $3.2350, up 25. May meal closed at $3.2530, also up a quarter. And July meal closed at $3.2750, up 26 cents. March soybean oil on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at $51.35, down 7. May oil closed at $51.78, down 7. July oil closed at $52.21, down a nickel. March oats on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 294.5, down a penny. May oats closed at 296, also down a penny. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. Illinois country grain prices ended higher on Tuesday afternoon. Strong cash basis levels and good export interest helped to pull corn futures higher. Better export interest for wheat also helped to lift wheat values. In the cash grain markets, trading has been slow, and due to the lack of farmers selling and increased demand, the basis for cash corn has been improving this week. In central Illinois, cut to grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 10 to 12 cents stronger at 620 to 638, while soybeans were mostly 2 to 6 higher at 1193 to 1214. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 8 to 10 cents at 626 to 647. Soybeans mostly 2 to 4 higher at 1202 to 1226. And the wheat bids today 14 to 18 cents stronger at 620 to 634. In the St. Louis area, country elevators and mills report those corn bids 10 to 14 cents higher, ranging from 631 to 638. Soybeans gained 2 to 5 cents at 1210 to 1224. And the wheat prices 14 higher at 629 to 630. Illinois River Barge loaded elevators quoted producer corn bids mostly 13 to 14 cents stronger at 643 to 648. Soybean prices ended mixed at 1226 to 1228. And new crop wheat prices for July 12 delivery gaining 12 cents on Tuesday at 625 to 631. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 12 to 18 cents higher at 656 to 663. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 2 cents with quotations at 1246 to 1248. Soft red or winter wheat 20 cents higher at 653 to 654. And the Milo gain to 10 at 628 to 629. Also tonight, we have our Illinois production cost report. In that report, anhydrous ammonia ranged from $800 to $885 per ton, with an average of $854.53. That is $5.53 lower from our prior report. Urea ranged from $508 to $580 per ton, with an average of $529.22, $9.06 lower. Liquid 28% nitrogen ranged from $375 to $405 per ton, an average of $389.80, up $2.91. Diammonium phosphate ranged from $600 to $715, with an average of $663.69. That is $15.77 per ton lower. Monoammonium phosphate ranged from $620 to $750 per ton, an average of $691, down $8. Potash at $580 to $655, an average of $631, down $10 a ton. And the farm diesel fuel ranged from $315 to $348 per gallon, an average of $338. That is 3 cents higher. That is our grain and cost of production report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg returning you to WSMI.
February hogs on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 86.02, down 45. April hogs closed at 87.85, down 65. May hogs closed at 95.80, down 45. February cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 125.80, down $1.20. That's up $1.20. April cattle closed at 129.17, up a dollar. June cattle closed at 127.50, up a half dollar. January feeder cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 152.32, up 42. March feeders closed at 154.87, up 112, and April feeders closed at 156.77, up a dollar 37. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
The closing livestock reports for Tuesday, January 24th, for the Eastern Corn Belt daily direct hogs, barrels, and gilts closed 75 cents higher. Carcass base price range is 74 to 87, weighted average of 84 and a quarter. Hogs purchased Illinois today, 14,600. Illinois direct barrel and gilt trade was steady at 55 to 60, with Illinois direct slaughter sow steady. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds, 50 to 56. 450 to 550 pounds at 53 to 58. Over 550 pounds at 56 to 60. Today's estimated receipts, 1,050, and Monday's actuals, 1,225. Pork carcass cutout, 84.73, and that is down 54 cents. The estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection, hogs for today, 427,000. Last week, 426,000. A year ago, 425,000. Week to date of 854,000. Cattle today, 125,000. Last week, 131,000. A year ago, 129,000. Week to date of 248,000. Fox beef cutout values are firm on higher to and light demand and offerings. Total movement today, 115 fabulos and 49 trim. Choice at 184.20, and that is up 68 cents. Select at 178.77, and that is up a dollar. At the United Producers Auction over at Shelbyville, estimated receipts this morning, 388 head. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers are trading steady to 50 cents higher, with Holstein steers steady. Slaughter steers, choice 2s to 3s, 126 to 132.75. Holstein steers, choice 2s to 3s at 115 and a quarter to 120. Heifers, choice 2s to 3s at 125 and a half to 132 and a half. At the Arthur Hay Auction on Monday, 1,118 bells sold. Compared to last week, hay and straw sold mostly 50 cents to a dollar higher. Alfalfa premium quality small squares from $8 to $9, with large squares at $125. Good quality small squares sold at $5 to $7.75. Alfalfa orchard grass mix, good quality small squares at $7.50, with alfalfa mixed grass, good quality small squares from $5 to $6.50. Mixed grass, good quality small squares at $4.25 to $5, and large squares at $70. Wheat straw, good quality small squares at $2.75 to $3.75, and large squares at $28 to $30. At the United Producers Hay Auction this morning, 297 bells sold. Compared to last week, not accurate trend available due to limited comparable sales. All prices are for small squares on a per bell basis. Alfalfa, fair quality at 5.5. Alfalfa mixed grass, good quality at 6.25. Mixed grass, good quality, $4.50 to $5. With wheat straw, good quality, $2.35 to $2.60. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock and Grain Market News Service.
And it's 20 minutes after the hour of 6 on this Wednesday morning on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday. January Class 3 milk closed at $17.10, up a penny. February, $16.50, up 22. And March milk at $16.82, up 28 cents. January butter on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday closed at $1.59, unchanged. February butter closed at $1.54, down a dollar. March butter closed at $1.58, down 75 cents. Spot prices for milk, $18.77. For butter, $1.56, which was down 50, and non-fat dry milk, $1.45. Wrapping up part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday, here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for January, $6.45. For February, $6.37. Corn delivered to Scottville for January, $6.37. For February, $6.29. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for January, $12.08. For February, $12.01. Wheat delivered to Scottville for January, $6.07. For more information or to confirm the bids, contact Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Once again, the pre-opening prices, corn at Greenfield, $6.45, corn at Scottville, $6.37, beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $12.08, wheat at Scottville, $6.07. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Wednesday morning, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra. Color radar in the Weather Center shows no precipitation in the immediate listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
As the weather turns cold and the temperatures drop, your diesel engines work harder than ever. Now is the time to get the diesel fuel that works as hard as your equipment, FS Diesel X Gold. It gives your engines the power and protection they need all winter long. FS Diesel X Gold can be winterized with SureFlow 4, which ensures maximum performance during the coldest winter temperatures. See M&M Service Company for the diesel fuel that gives your engines greater power, protection, and fuel economy. Give your engines FS Diesel X Gold. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Cloudy skies across mid-Illinois for your Wednesday with a chance of rain or snow. High temperatures in the upper 30s with light and variable winds. Rain likely for tonight. Low temperatures in the low 30s. Tomorrow Thursday becoming partly cloudy. The high in the mid-40s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday. Partly cloudy skies and colder. Low temperatures in the low 20s. High temperatures in the mid-30s. Right now at the Weather Center, we have southeast winds at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is steady. Cloudy skies, 29 degrees on this Wednesday morning. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Wright Automotive in Hillsboro. Coming up next Wednesday and Thursday, January 31st and February 1st, the Illinois Pork Expo will be held at the Peoria Civic Center. We talked to Tim Mayers, the Director of Public Relations for the Illinois Pork Producers, and he tells us about the expo.
Well, you know, I think we hope it's right. You know, one thing about forecasts, they can always change very quickly, as we've seen with commodity markets have been very a lot of volatility. But it's looking like that the hog prices have continued to stay up. Feed prices have dropped here some from where they have been. So, you know, those two factors obviously are the biggest things in affecting that profitability. The feed costs make up the majority of the cost for raising a pig. So looking at the corn and soybean market, that has a pretty good predictor on where those input costs are going to be, and as well as the hog market and what the producers are actually going to get when they sell their pigs. So, you know, right now looking at the futures markets for both grains and hogs, you know, that looks pretty realistic. Obviously, well, there's always a lot that can change, but that is obviously good news for pork producers. But I think it's also, you know, people need to remember that that they are still making up for some losses a couple years ago when we did have those high feed costs and some lower demand due to H1N1 and some other things going on in the marketplace. So, you know, that's good. There's a quarterly report that comes out the end of this week that the USDA does on a quarterly basis that will tell us kind of where they're predicting the hog supply here for the next year. So that may play into a little bit too on the futures markets on where that report comes out.
That report you talked about, does that take into consideration like planned farrowings and those factors?
Yes, it sure does. Yep, it's a survey that's done that they survey X percentage of pork producers and get their intentions on the number of sows that they're going to farrow, the number of hogs that they have on hand, so you know they can get an idea if they've got so many pigs that are going to be farrowed in the next year's quarter. However many, if there's some smaller pigs that are on hand now, know that those are going to go to market here in the next 3 to 4 months, and kind of what supplies are going to be. So, and they do a pretty good job of that, of kind of getting that data, and then obviously as an industry we look at that to kind of see where things are trending. And like I said, those reports are done quarterly, and there'll be one out here on December 23rd.
What's the future hold for, say, export markets?
You know, exports have been a really bright spot for pork, especially this year. I think October was a record amount of volume, and we've seen a lot of China's been one that's been. They've been the last few months here in 2011. They've been very interested in buying U.S. pork. And that's a market that there's been obviously some ups and down with them over the years. Right now, it's very good, and it's driving export numbers up. Overall, though, we've seen increases in Japan, Mexico are our two largest markets as well. Overall, exports have looked very good. You know, I think long term, we sit in a very good position here in Illinois and in the U.S. to provide a good quality product at a reasonable price and be very competitive with anybody in the world. As we see trends for world population growing, and we always see as incomes improve around the world, folks adding meat to their diets. Pork is the most consumed meat in the world. So a lot of those factors together, you would think long term. Export-wise, there's continued to be there's growth potential there for sure down the road.
Is the political situation, namely the regime change upcoming in North Korea, will that play a factor too, do you think?
That will be very interesting to see how that works out. We obviously, through our trade agreements, South Korea was one that was a big one for us to get a trade agreement with, and obviously the whole political landscape and atmosphere there will definitely play into that. So, I think, and when we talk exports, we need to realize that, politics and the markets how that's impacted usually play into that more than, getting access to those markets is one thing, but then kind of the political landscape, both you know, what we do in this country, what may impact another country and their any potential trade disputes or reaction to what we do. And exit, it's exports are great, but we have to remember that you know, there's always that potential of losing those on a whim, for whatever that might be, and it's hard to predict you know, what those factors may be down the road. But like I said, when you look at real demand data and where things are going, and the number of mouths to feed and number of people that will be needing more protein, you know, like I said, I think we're in a good position in the U.S. to provide that. It's just a matter of, you know, getting it all put together to actually make it work.
6:29 on this Wednesday morning from WSMI FM 106. According to the United States Meat Export Federation, pork exports to Japan set new records for 2011. Joe Sheely has more.
U.S. pork exports to Japan soared to new heights in 2011. When December results are available, pork export value to Japan could push beyond the $2 billion mark. Dan Hallstrom, USMEF Senior Vice President for Marketing and Communications, discusses some of the recent keys to success for U.S. pork in this market.
We'd have several initiatives going on in 2011 and seen a lot of success. One is our value-added chilled pork initiative with several different suppliers from the U.S. side, breaking in not only to retail but also food service with these micro-brand chilled pork lines. So the advantage on chilled pork always is that it's 52-week-a-year business, and a lot of our European competition and South American competition cannot go chilled to Japan. In addition to that, on the product side, we're seeing continued demand for tenderloins, loins, CT butts, bellies, these sorts of things. Some of the newer things on the horizon that we're going to focus on in 2012 from a merchandising standpoint is a new line of pulled pork products. The barbecue notion with pulled pork seems to be getting some traction from some of our channels, which would be brand new for U.S. pork. So that's just one example of a new initiative that we're working on. One last sector that we're really focused on, both chilled and frozen, is the convenience store bento box sector. The big one being 7-Eleven, with over 13,000 stores in Japan. We're seeing continued focus on this sector just with the sheer generic growth of the convenience store sector in Japan.
Pork used for further processing is also a key export item for the U.S. industry, and Hallstrom says USMEF has been active on that front as well.
We had a further process initiative in 2011 that focused on more the middle size further processors, which went very well. We saw some significant increase in some of the middle size players that were typically more domestic origin pork before. We'll continue to work in that segment as well in 2012.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org.
Once again, the DTN general opening call for today. Expect corn to open 3 to 5 higher, soybeans 1 to 2 higher, wheat 3 to 5 higher. The overnight crude oil market, 70 cents lower at 98.25. Brent crude, 27 cents lower at 109.76. The February gold contract, $8.20 lower at 16.56.30. We'll keep you updated with the commodity markets throughout the day, beginning about 9:32 on this Wednesday morning from WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.